I don't know whether you meditate on this scripture before. Knowing God is actually the goal. Very often we Christians get a lot of knowledge, but even with that knowledge, sometimes we still don't know God. You know, we know the books, we know the scripture, we know the Greek, but yet we don't encounter the life in Christ. I think it's because we take the knowledge in our head, and from our head to the heart, you know, someone say that's the longest distance. Sometimes it doesn't drop into a heart. It is when you drop into your heart, it becomes effective knowledge. This is cognitive. If it hit your heart, there will be transformation. There will be encounter. It's like, ah, oh, I know God. This knowing, I like to use this word. Maria doesn't like to use this word, but you understand why. It's called interpenetration. All right? There is actually merging of essence together. That's what knowing. So the closest thing we can talk about that is in a marriage when they have intimacy physically and exchange of fluid. All right, that's too graphic, too much knowledge. Daniel is like, stop it. All right, okay, I'll turn around here. So that's knowing. That's what Jesus said. You need to know me. Know me in such a way that my essence is within you. Then you're like, wow, that was God. That was the Father. Next scripture. All right, so I mentioned before in John 14, John 15, John 16, Jesus introduced the Holy Spirit, and he introduced him four times. And out of the whole Bible, five times Holy Spirit was introduced as Paraclete. So Paraclete was introduced because he's saying, it's to your advantage I go. So the going is ascending, not remaining in earth now. When he ascend, he say, when the Paraclete or Holy Spirit comes, whom I will send to you from the Father. All right? So the connection, like say, the only way to Christ is through the cross. The only way to the Father is through Jesus. And the only way for us to know the Holy Spirit is the Father sent us. The Spirit of truth. Spirit of, not falsehood, not facts or figures, is timeless truth, total truth. Truth in Greek is also reality. It's the reality that God is all about, which is total truth. Nothing changed. Even in 2024, the truth of God who was passed on 2,000 years ago still apply. So this spirit of truth proceeds from the Father again. The emphasis is from the Father. It's not from anyone else or anything else. So what's the role or function of the Spirit? He will witness about Jesus Christ. Without the witnessing inside you about Jesus Christ, you can't testify. And you will witness and testify also because you have been with me from the beginning. So we're going to do testimony. I want you to... We're going to have a couple of songs. I want you to wait for the witnessing inside. Because when you have the witnessing inside, you testify, it's about Jesus Christ. It's about, oh, I know God did this for me. Therefore, I can share. A lot of time, Christians share, again, from the head. Like, oh, I think this is what's happening. So it's not about Jesus Christ, it becomes more about us. So try to just be sensitive to the Spirit. Just wait on the Spirit. All right? Anyone can witness from God. So anyone can testify. If you kind of like, I haven't been before, if there's a prompting in your spirit, get up. God will give you the word. All right? You don't have to be eloquent. As in, you know, like Paul say, I don't come with you with eloquence of man, but with the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. It's because the Spirit come and touch you, there will be power, there will be love, and there will be sound mind. Next scripture. All right. So Jesus explained that the Holy Spirit will come. And then when he died and rose again, and his first encounter with the disciple, they were really, really scared in the room because they don't know where Jesus has gone and whether Jesus is going to come back. So Jesus, in his resurrected body, supernaturally walked through the wall and he said, peace with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. Jesus was sent by the Father. Yes, Jesus was born into the earth, but he was sent by the Father. He was commissioned. So we are all born again, but now we are commissioned to be sent out, to be salt of the earth, the light of the world, to again bear the witness of who Christ is, so that we can testify to the world who Jesus is in the world. And then Jesus breathed on them and say, receive the Holy Spirit. So my question is this a born-again event? Or were the disciples born again and they still receive more of the Holy Spirit? Just have a think about it. Next one. So now this is in Acts. Jesus has said to his disciples, I don't want you to go out yet. I know I've sent you, but you stay in Jerusalem because I want to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Gathering them together, he commanded them to not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the Father, what the Father had promised. Again, the Holy Spirit comes from the Father, which you have heard from me. For John baptized with water. John is the John the Baptist. But you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Next one. So this is what happened. But when you receive power, when the Holy Spirit come upon you, you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, even to the remotest part of the earth. So I want you to go deeper. When you give testimony, let it be testimony about Jesus Christ. In Revelation say, if you testified about Jesus Christ, it is a spirit of prophecy. Because Jesus Christ is coming back. So there's a sense of prophecy. Jesus came. He was here. He's still with us because he's God with us and he's coming. Okay, is that clear enough? Some of you, okay, I think it's clear enough for me. So you need the witnessing. Witnessing means there is an experience, encounter within your heart, not outside, within your heart, and there's a change like, I know that's God. And then from there, inside, you testify. You say, this is real. This is real. I know for real because Jesus have done something within me. So it's not up here. It's from the heart. You will give glory to God. It is really you knowing God and you talking about God. Thank you. So we're going to worship a couple of songs. So anyone here, Christian or non-Christian, new or old, if you feel a prompting in the spirit, prompting means you're like, I don't know what's going on. I think I need to share. Then you come out. It's okay if you get it wrong because I'll be holding the mic. All right? Which means I won't let you carry on if it's like, okay? So it's all good. Safe place. Share. All right? Good. Let's worship. And wait on the Spirit and just be sensitive to that. And Simon talked about spiritual gift. Come with the expectation, Lord, would you bless me to bless someone? So if you are new, basically it's something that happens in your heart and you're like not sure what's going on, you're not sure whether it's you or whatever, but you feel a prompting that that you want to share. So that's how you do it. You just take by faith to share. And if you're not too sure, you're just like, oh Lord, should I share now or is it something else I need to keep for later on? Whatever it is, you know, in terms of God, you always have to act by faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you take that step of faith. It's like, I'm not too sure, but I think I'll have a go at it. You know, that's it. You know, the Father in heaven is not going to smack you if you get it wrong, but the Father in heaven probably will cheer you and say, good on you, my child, you had a go. And it's all right, okay? So just wait, no rush. Thank you, Lord. Melanie keeps smiling at me. I like can't help her.
That's because what I've got to share is so good. It's so encouraging. It's a bit of a testimony of our family. As many of you know, we have just started hosting Sunday services in our home. We've had them once a month, and we know it's stirring things in our neighbourhood, because last Sunday, when we had people around, one of our next-door neighbours bashed our door down. She was not a happy camper. Bang, 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 bang. And so we went to the front door and she was not speaking very kindly about all manner of things that were bothering her about our home. And that we need to do da 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 da. And very calmly we said, well, thank you very much for coming to let us know what's on your heart, the things that are bothering you. That's a really great first step. She didn't like that response. Rah, 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 back at us. Bless you. We bless you. Rah, 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 rah. Turn around and left. About an hour later, when our house was very full of people, bang, 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 knocking our door down again. Rah, 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 when we opened the door. Said, thank you again for raising your concern. We bless you, but we have a house full of people. We can't tend to this right now. And we closed the door. And we, with the people that were gathered, prayed for this lady next door and her family, that peace would be upon their home, that she would have a new hope rise, that the things that were taking her joy would be bound in Jesus' name. And the challenge came for us to actually bless her every day. Even when we didn't see her, that was the first time we've met her. She's lived there for 6 months. And when we've waved and said hi, she would not acknowledge us. And we can't explain that. We don't know what's going on for her. But this was our first interaction and first meeting. So we bless her every day. We pray a blessing upon her home. And was it yesterday or the day before? Bang, 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 bang. Not quite as violent as the time before. And when Richard opened the door, I haven't come to complain. I haven't come to complain. And Richard thanked her for that. I need to let you know that we're actually Christian too. We've been to a couple of churches and, you know, and I was just having a really bad day. So it's okay, we all have bad days. And we understand there's stuff going on for you. And so we stood at the door for at least a half an hour, probably closer to an hour, talking to this lady, hearing her heart and understanding what's going on for her, being able to let her know that we're praying for her and the sale of her house. She's actually selling because she needs to move again. And she's got a lot going on. And so we're able to step into that space and just pray for her and bless her. And the atmosphere has shifted, quite tangibly so. And so it's such a joy, it's such a blessing. God is moving, God is working even over our fence, let alone in our little township. And so we give him all the glory and joy and blessing for that, because it's so amazing to watch unfold before our very eyes.
You know, Jesus say, bless those who persecute you, which you guys have done, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, which you guys have done. So would you pray? So this is what I say about testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. So you might have people that don't like you and saying bad things to you, or you might have neighbors that bang, 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 rah, rah, rah.
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we know that when we are living for you, that we will come against those people who don't like what they see. We know that there are going to be people who don't like us and who will persecute us because we have your spirit. But Father, when we come across those people, would your spirit move powerfully in us? Would you remind us to love them? To pray for them, but not just to do it privately, but to outwardly bless them. Let them know we bless them, we love them, and we give you glory for what's going to shift and change in their lives. We declare that there's going to be a shift and change in their lives, even now as we think of those people in our mind. Lord, we declare that your change is coming, that your glory is coming upon their life. Would you bless them now? And Lord, would you help us to bless them each day, even when we don't feel like it? Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to go on this side because I know this is the quiet side. Anyone from there? Ooh, you're quick. You're already ready. Go for it.
I've got energy for a moment, so I'm like, oh, Jesus. So, for those who don't know, I work in film and video production, and recently, well, that's a testimony of itself. God's been, I have a client who's this Christian marketing guy, and I've been helping him make videos and cover events and things like that, and just the amount of work that's been coming in like kingdom spaces is really cool. But one thing that happened a couple weekends ago, maybe it was last weekend, maybe weekend before, there was an event being put on by this guy's ministry, which is called The Harvest, and they were putting on this event as part of the Heartsong Music Festival, which was a Christian music festival. They were putting on an open, free worship event and also an opportunity for baptisms. And I think there was something like 30 people got baptized at that event, which is an amazing thing in and of itself. So there's outdoors in a blow-up pool. It's great. So there's great, like, reach, and it's through online means in this this ministry, so it was kind of cool. But I was there with to cover the event, with, you know, to film the event and to have and film testimonies and that kind of thing of things happening on the ground. And so I think the Sunday before at church we were there was a Bible verse mentioned of Jesus healing a blind man, but what stood out for me in particular, I asked God what stood out, like I want to ask God for something to stand out, and was the fact of like us following Jesus, like where is he stopping? that stood out to me of, you know, where, when we're out here following Jesus, when I'm out in my work, like where is Jesus stopping and I should be there. So I shared that with my team. So it was me and my partner Riley as well, and another cameraman. And beforehand, I was like, let's pray, and shared with them that stood out to me from church the day before. So, like, hey, just keep in mind, keep, like, sensitive to the Holy Spirit as we do this, because you could come in as a camera person and just be the camera person and not be engaged, but that's not how we like to do things. So I said, hey, like, just be open to the Holy Spirit and see what happens. And it was actually a really hard shoot. No one wanted to share anything on camera, which is fair enough, they don't have to. It felt like we were kind of striving at points, and it was like, what's going on? Like, we're pushing through something. We talked about it afterwards. There's probably some sort of spiritual something going on, but it was like quite a difficult shoot. And so, you know, we're doing our thing. And then we stopped for lunch halfway through. As we're getting our food from a food truck that was there, someone came up to us, a guy about our peer age, came up to Isaac, our camera guy, and asked where the bathroom was. And so he went to the bathroom, he came back, and because that conversation had opened up with him, we just started talking to this guy and like sort of asked, oh, where are you from? Like, how did you come to this event? We all got our food and we sat down and we were just chatting with this guy. And turns out he had come from really far away. This event was in Port Adelaide, but he'd come from like way up in the out, like 2 hours away or something, to be here because and to meet some friends, but his friends hadn't come, or they'd, you know, I don't know, they hadn't arrived, he was in such a place of looking for community because he had recently made a big decision to leave what was sort of like a cult. His family was still there, and he was really looking for Jesus' community because he'd just left something that it's a big deal to do that. So he had done that recently, and so he's coming to these sort of events looking for community. And so we were on our lunch break, and we all were feeling, the three of us, like, oh, okay, Jesus is stopping here. And so we, you know, heard this guy's story, and we were, you know, really interested in that. And we could have been like, oh, sorry, we're the camera crew. Like, we need to go, like, do some work. But we're like, no, let's actually linger here. And we ended up chatting with that guy and keeping in contact with him and then praying for him there and then. We were like, hey, can we pray for you? Like, we really feel like we should do this. So we're able to bless this guy and not leave him alone because he was sort of wandering by himself and didn't really know where he fit. But God, like, Jesus was stopping on our lunch break. It was sort of outside of our job description. And the job itself was being hard, but it was the easy part was, you know, doing what Jesus was doing at that time during the lunch break, supporting this guy, connecting him in. He's actually a bit closer to the Border Town Vineyard. So we were able to share what churches we went to and, like, oh, maybe that's an option. So, yeah, it was just this really cool timing thing. That, you know, Jesus was, yeah, it just felt at ease when we were looking for Jesus and what he was doing at the time. So, yeah, so I just wanted to share that.
That's awesome.
Do you want to pray? I'll just share a bit. So Holly applied Mark 10, where Jesus stopped to heal the blind beggar. John 5:17, Jesus said, my Father is working 24/7. And John 5:19, Jesus' model was, I'm here not to do my own thing. I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I see my Father do. So now we have the Spirit of Christ in us. So even though Paul is sort of say, I want to stop where Jesus stopped, that's following the Spirit. It's like, I don't know who I'm going to meet, but God have brought me here. Initially, like, can't even connect with anyone, you know, because the time wasn't right. The right person and right time come. So Holly will pray that you'll be sensitive, like, okay, you know, in our hurried lives, sometimes we got so much. Sometimes it's good to slow down and say, hey, I want you to talk to someone.
Yeah. And I think God also uses the way he's built us and our strengths in that, that you don't have to be afraid of, like, God putting you in some scary situation. Like, he just used our the guy came to us, like, he just used our conversation and eating lunch, you know, and our skills and that sort of thing. So it's not, if you're, yeah, being like, Jesus, use me where I am, he's going to use you the way he's built you to, or grow you in a way that you are built for that maybe you don't know yet. So yeah, just don't be afraid that God's gonna leave you out to dry, like, he's got you. So Lord, I thank you for everyone here and everyone's circle of influence that you've put them in. I thank you that you're always moving and you're doing things, and I pray just for a sensitivity for all of us to see where you're stopping and what you're doing in our lives, in each day, in the people that we meet, how we can be you to those people, whether that's in just small conversation, in prayer, in inviting someone to coffee, Lord, that even these small things bring your kingdom. And so I just pray for that sensitivity, for that ease of just working with you in what we're doing, that we wouldn't struggle against it, but really go with what you're doing and in your flow. So Holy Spirit, work in our lives this week, that we'll have more testimonies to share. In Jesus' name.
So as Holly say, the Spirit do things differently in us, because where the Spirit is, there's freedom. So it's not a formula, it's just following the prompting. So I feel there's one more here. Oh, two more. We'll let Jake go first, because Ozzy, you are already all the time. Jake, you want to come first? And then Ozzy. Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy. We'll let the Hong Kong man first.
Okay, let me know if I'm overrunning. Do I have 1 hour? Just got a feeling to share with young people and also people who are away from home and probably sometimes feeling that they don't have a direction. I like stories. Stories always come from... Good stories come from blood and tear, and there's always involvement of God, and that's why we're here. Just want to share my experience when I was younger, and but now I'm here in a family where I feel secured and supported. I just want to share when I was younger. I didn't grow up in a wealthy family, so. Just a typical family in poverty, supported by public housing, and just a father working and my mother being full-time mom. But when I was small, I didn't have much of a happy childhood, because my father is a drinker and he gambles. So basically, at home, what you get is probably... a father who's arguing with your mother and is drinking, and sometimes you get phone calls from loan sharks threatening to kill your whole family. So that is how I grow up. But I just want to share, I actually had no idea where God would bring me, because when I was in school, I felt like I don't have a place to study. Because at home, I don't have a proper, not a proper desk, which is quite normal in poor Hong Kong people. So basically, my room is a bed, and I sit on the bed to study. It's not the best ergonomics. So I go to a study room downstairs, which is funded by a church. So in there, I read scriptures on the wall when I get tired studying. So what always lingers in my heart is, not sure if the English version is accurate, but it should be Matthew 11:28. Those who are weary and worn, with burden and burdened, can come to have rest. And that is the most powerful quote ever, because every time I feel like, God, I'm not even sure if you're there, but please just give me faith. I don't ask for you to solve the problems for me. We've solved it. But as long as you're here, please give me faith. And I just want to say that to young people, because I can tell you before 15 years old, my English was terrible. And at school, we used to have to subscribe to an English newspaper, And for me, I can't even read the title. All I know it is the title of the newspaper, South China Morning Post. That's all I know, but thank God he didn't give me up. He gave me faith, and we keep going. And also things doesn't necessarily get better, because what is better is always better, but just want to remind people, not necessarily young people, but maybe people here in a foreign land, away from the family, just be reminded that there is a church family here, and God is always here with us.
All right. We're going to get you to pray, all right? So Matthew 11:28 applies to all of us. It is actually a personal invitation of Christ to say, come to me. It is interesting because even as a Christian, we don't go to Jesus. When we are tired, when we burdensome, we go to social media, Dr. Google, or social chat, or whatever. But Jesus is saying to all of us, young or old, come to me, and I'll give you rest. I'll restore your soul. My way is gentle and humble. Learn from me so that you can walk in the grace. You know, your pace is grace. Light and easy. You want to pray?
Yeah. Our Heavenly Father, here we pray that you remind us that you're always with us. No matter what is happening, be it good or bad, always remember, always remind us that you are here with us, and remind us whenever we feel burdened, whenever we feel weary, we can always come back to you and get peace. And this peace is, it's not necessarily even rational, or maybe because the condition may be that so bad, but we just believe in you unconditionally, and you will answer to us. Mm. Amen.
All right, after Ozzy, we have one more. Ozzy. It's actually spelled O-S-S-I-E. Ozzy is an old friend of mine, which we reconnected because of my good friend, Alice McCain, who unfortunately passed away.
This afternoon, I'm here for the second time. Rodney. On the 18th of last month was going to be the birthday of my late wife, who died about 8 months ago. So I was particularly lonely. So I was sitting out on my back deck, having a bit of a cry and having a talk with God, saying, I'm lonely. I actually need some fellowship. And I'm not going to run around trying to generate it. So I just had some prayer that I'll put the washing on and I'll go and have a shower and do the things that I need to do. And there was a knock at my front door, and it was an old Christian friend of mine. He's not old, actually. He's young. Everybody's young to me. Anyway, he said, oh, like for... I keep bumping into him about every 6-8 months or something. Oh, must drop around. So he knocks on the door. He said, I'm finally here. I said, oh, I've just been praying for God. I need some fellowship and you're here. He goes, oh, wow. I said, you know, praise the Lord. Come in. He said, oh, do you want to go and have a coffee or something? So we went down to Moana to a coffee shop. We start talking. And whatever I was saying, he said, oh, that's really talking to me. And it turned out he was really, he was out of fellowship for a long time. He'd been looking at some psychological things. There's always alternatives that lead us, they're distractions, they're kind of red herrings. They don't really produce wisdom, but they look good and they appeal to the brain. So he's been looking at all this sort of stuff. So I was able to encourage him. We had about nearly 3 hours, and I recognised and I was able to encourage him that God's in it. I said, you know, God sent you here to me so that you could help me and I can help you. And like my brother said, you know, come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden and lonely and or whatever, and I'll provide the way. And we're all family. You know, I met Toe years ago, and he mentioned Alice, and Alice was always saying, you ought to go to Toe's church. And this, well, Alice has been dead 10 years. In December, it's been 10 years. 2014. Seems like yesterday, doesn't it? And for me to be here, I had to get invited to go to Full Gospel Businessmen's meeting, and I got sat next to this man. And just prior to that, I'd been praying and asking God, well, what do I do next? And Toe said, come to my church. So I came here for the first time, and Tom was here for the first time. So we connected, and he said, you're coming back next week? So that's why I'm here. Amen.
Bless you, man. Would you like to pray for us? How young are you?
Very.
Very young. Okay. All right.
Lord, I thank you that we're all part of your body. And if my shoulder itches, my hand can scratch it. You're the head, but we're all part of the body. And you said for us to love one another. So, Lord, I thank you for your body. I thank you for the way it works. I thank you that we can call out to you and you'll prompt someone to come and minister to us. Amen.
Thank you. So the progression in Acts 1:8 is to know that the Holy Spirit come and give us power and love and sound mind to witness to him in Jerusalem, which is wherever you are, and then a bit further, and a bit further, and a bit further. Particularly with social media, you can put out your testimony and write it out. So even in this Marian Fellowship, you can write it out. So one more, Jessica. That's why I kind of like, yeah. Oh, there you go. Oh, should I hold it?
Yeah, we'll be here forever. Hello, I'm Jessica, and I'm going to be sharing a testimony about my job-seeking journey, how I involved God in that, and how he came through for me. So a bit of context for people that don't know me. My first job was at Kmart, and I've been struggling with physical ailments and chronic illnesses for about 4 years now. So the nature of my job at Kmart was incredibly difficult. There were times where before my shift, I would be on the floor unable to move because my head was spinning, and then I'd have to drive to work, and at work, I have to stop myself from having a panic attack because I felt so dizzy and sick, and this went on for 2.5 years on and off. And I didn't want to leave because of the security of having a job and the insecurity of having to find a new job. So I stayed there in an environment that wasn't right for me anymore. So I was blessed with a job that gave me a 2-month contract, and as great as it was to have a new job, it was only for 2 months. So there was still a bit of insecurity, like, what am I going to be doing after that? What sort of job am I going to get? I really can't go back to Kmart because I'm too sick to be working there. And one day when I was working at this job, I was talking to God about it, and I felt this sense that God told me to take a leap of faith and just quit Kmart. And so I was like, maybe I should put myself in an uncomfortable situation so that I can really exercise my faith for God to come through for me. And so that day I quit Kmart. And then I was like, okay, what next? So I went on a really long and difficult job-seeking search. I applied for just under 200 jobs. I went to maybe 10 to 14 interviews, got more calls. I even applied to work at Eddie School in Balaclava because I was that desperate. And my parents were like, no, don't go there. And just before I got my PR and was able to go to uni, that's a different story that I shared before, I studied youth work and I did a placement at a place called Relationships Australia. And after doing my placement there, I was just so in love with the nature of that job that I really wanted to work there again. And so I had applied and applied and applied, and I wasn't successful. And then during this job search, I ran into an old teacher of mine that taught me youth work. And she was like, hey, they're actually opening for this role that I really wanted. And so she recommended me to them. And I was praying about it, and I was like, God, I know you would give me the desires of my heart if this is really, you know, your will, and if this is the right job for me. And I was just so sure. I was so sure that I was going to get it. Everything was falling in place. I had an interview. I had another interview. And I even turned down other job interviews because I was like, nope, that's not the one. This is the one for me. And I knew it. And so on the busiest day of my two-month contract job at Flinders, I got the call. And I was like, hey, you are our preferred candidate, we would like to have you work with us. And I was like, I knew it. See, I told you guys, I knew it. This is the job that I really wanted. And so I declined other offers. I declined other interviews. I was like, I got it. I got the job that I really wanted. Thank you, Jesus. A week later, dun, 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 they called me and they said they couldn't work with me and they were going to withdraw the offer. And that was just so devastating because I was like, God, you gave me the job that, you know, I really wanted, and now it's been taken away. And I just didn't know what to do. It was like, I was finally so relieved that I got a job. I finally had some security, you know, I need to pay my uni fees because I don't have HEX, and it was just so stressful. And after that, I just felt so depleted because I went through such an exhausting, you know, I know people in here would know what it's like to be looking and looking and looking for jobs, which is why I thought it was important to share. But I was just so exhausted, and I didn't even have the energy to apply for any more jobs. I couldn't even, you know, move my hand and click apply. It was just so difficult. And so I just didn't, and I tried to look for other ways that I could possibly earn some money. So I felt God highlighting my business again, which I started last May. But I got too busy to really work on it. So I was like, okay, well, I don't have a job. I'll work on my business. And a bit of context for people that don't know me, I started up a networking agency to help migrants settle into Australia by connecting them to services and helping young people connect with industry professionals to help them pursue their career growth and their, whatever they want to achieve. And so I spent 2 months working 24/7 on that business. And it was just going really well. I haven't earned much yet, but every step forward I was taking was just going really, really well. And also I was like, oh, maybe this is what I was meant to do. And I started working with families that just, they didn't have the money to even buy their groceries for their kids, and they didn't have jobs, and they were, you know, going hungry. And I was able to work with those people because of my business. And and then Ruby told me that, hey, my place is hiring for Osh. And I was like, I don't really have the energy to apply for another job right now. And then a month or so later, I was like, I'll just apply for the job. I don't even know if I'm going to get it. Like, I don't even want it. I don't know. A couple weeks ago, I got promoted at my Flinders job, and my contract was extended. And that same week, I got called in for an interview at Ruby's work, and I got the job. And those two jobs were so perfect for me because, one, they work so well with the hours of everything that's going well in my, like, everything else that I'm doing in my life, so study, my business, you know, other things. And I'm really, really, really enjoying it, and I'm just so happy. And the first day that I had it, my osh job, I was outside playing with kids. And I looked at the sky and just admiring God's beauty. And I felt like almost crying because I was just so overwhelmed with joy. Please don't take the mic away from me. overwhelmed with joy at how good God is, because I knew that even though it was so difficult to have this job taken away from me, to trust God that he would come through for me. And he did. And I'm so happy. And that's why I wanted to share that.
Let you pray. So Romans 8:28 says, all things works together for good for those who love him and call according to his purpose. God's timing obviously is not our timing. And trust, living by faith, is not by our senses. So faith is not blind, it's just basically I know who I can trust in, even though the circumstances. Did you want to pray or you want to sit down?
Is there anyone here that's going through that job-seeking difficulty at the moment? Maybe put your hands up. Cool. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me here today to share this story. I hope that the people here that are listening can be encouraged by it, and that they can really involve you in their lives, no matter how difficult their situation is, that they just know and know and know, no matter how things may not go their way, that you will come through, and that you are good, and your timing is perfect, and you know your ways are higher, Lord. And so I just pray a blessing for the people in this room that may be struggling with something and they don't know how it's going to turn out, that you know that you're good. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. And I'm going to get Maria to close in prayer. And so testimony is Holy Spirit witnessing to you what Jesus is doing. And it's our privilege and honor to share Jesus, small circle, big circle. But people need to hear the real Jesus, the Lord and Savior of our world.
Thanks. Just before I pray, I'm just wanting to let people know too, today's our